This is RSB in the Update, episode 138, The Pools of Ooglaw. Hello and good day, everyone. It's cold, at least where I am. I don't know about everybody else here, but maybe, yes. Who knows. So who do we have here?
Nothing famous.
Who was last on the famous episode 100?
Yes, I've returned.
38 weeks later, and Lance, who was here last week. Brad had to run out in the middle of the night to go do something, so... we're just filling
in for him. His girlfriend.
Possibly. Okay, so how has everyone been doing this week so far? Anything interesting since we last talked, Lance?
Nope, not really.
Okay, that's good. Mushroom Queen, anything since May, I guess?
Since May. I don't think so.
Okay, then. Well, let's get going, then. As a first resort, which was the quest update this week. You know, it's one of the better quests that has been released recently. I do have to say that. Lance, what'd you think of it?
It was actually quite enjoyable. Quite long, but quite enjoyable.
Easy, enjoyable, and long. I'd have to say so. Like, if you look at the... five newest quests. As a first resort, Wolf Whistle, Deer in the Sky, however you say that, Land of the Goblins, and Back to My Roots. I'd have to say this is probably the best one.
Yep.
Exactly. Okay. So, I'm taking it as Mushroom Queen didn't do this as she is, what's the word? No longer plays
RuneScape.
Not playing
ever again. Okay. I actually have the requirements to do it. Oh, no, I don't have Hunter level.
Yeah, Hunter level 48, 51 fire making, and 58 wood cutting.
I'm only level 1 Hunter.
Oh, really?
So. Yeah.
Level
1. I had numbers when it was out, like, later on, but I was so busy trying to do other stuff, I never got to it.
Yeah, Hunter, for me, it's sort of like, one day, but I don't know, it's just, it just doesn't really appeal to me that much, you know? But
yeah.
I got to level I want, so I'm good.
Exactly. But anyways, you also need Big Chompy Bird Hunting and Zogar Flesh Eater's Quest. So, mainly you needed the Chompy Hunting because you needed to kill little Chompy Birds.
You need to.
Kill little Chompy Birds for the spit roast in the center of the resort. Which is basically one huge roasting thing. Because... you know how those spit roasts normally work. It's like for the size of a chicken, right? Or something.
Yep.
But in this case, you need, how many was it? 4 spears to do it?
Yep. Of any kind that aren't poisoned or bone.
See, I was going to... I had trouble getting spears. I was half tempted to spend money and get 4 dragon spears.
That would have been the stupidest thing you've done, because some noob already did that when I was doing a quest, and it's like, oh my god, you had to be that stupid.
Someone actually did that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. You know, I was talking with Mike when we were doing the quest, and he said somebody would have to be really stupid in order to do that.
I think there was someone else that did it in RSBNB chat. I don't know, though, because I saw it down in the chat, too, after I did the quest.
Wow. Okay, so I guess it has been done then. Well, any spare will work. But did you notice when you cook those chompy things and you put them on, the birds get so much bigger than they were when they were in your inventory and on the actual bird that you killed?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't see how that can happen, how something gets randomly
Death
bigger.
Death perception?
Maybe, but it was higher, but... MQ, do you have any idea how that works?
How it works.
Death perception and shit like that?
Well, normally, Shane, you use your eyes for that.
Okay, well, it just seemed like it got so much bigger. It took up the entire screen. I don't know. But it was a good quest, and there was, in the end, you got access to 4 different pools. The Bandos Pool, the the saltwater pool, the mud bath, the thermal pool, and what was the other one?
Mud and sulfur.
Okay, sulfur. Like, and then they all have unique properties. Like, for instance, the Bandos pool gives you protection so you could go to God Wars and get in and not have to worry about Bandos hitting you, like the minions. The mud bath raises your hunter. Maybe Connor wants a mud bath. He's in chat and he has 99 hunter. Connor, you want a mud bath? Yes, no, maybe so. Anyways, salt. I think one of the saltwater ones increases energy.
And then the saltwater does. Okay. And the other one increases your HP, makes you immune to disease, and removes poison and disease.
And then the last one increases your prayer, but I mean your hit points above natural level.
No, the HP is raised with the salt, with the thermal water.
Okay. And then one also recharges your energy. I don't know.
Yeah, the same one that gives you unlimited haste, salt water.
I think that was worth it enough in this quest, you know? It was a fun quest. It was definitely worth it. The reward was worth it. You get to catch diseased kebbits, platypods, and wimpy birds after this quest. I don't know. Lance, were you in that MSN conversation last night?
For a little, until I had to go to bed.
And MQ, you were in there, right?
In what?
In the MSN convo last night with Brad. Or no,
of
Brad
course.
Wasn't there. Me, Mike, Creepy, about the... No. Remember the platypus thing?
Brad? No, Brad was there. He was there just later on.
Yeah, you remember the platypus thing that we talked about, right?
Okay, we're not going back there because I do not want to have to teach you about female anatomy.
Okay, that's enough. Okay, one quest point. So, Lance, what would you rate this out of 5?
I'll actually give this the full amount because that was worth it.
Okay.
Those pools just make... Because what happened was I took the energy pool, teleported to a Jelly Pyramid, and just started rushing up it.
Yeah. Okay.
It helped for a long time, actually.
Yeah, I know. I was later on doing a farming run and said the effects of such and such a pool just have worn off, so that's good. I'm going to give this one a 4 as well, so good job, Jagex. Quest that I finally like. That's not a farming quest. So, good job.
Also got my little platypus being trained right now.
Oh, that's nice. It follows you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I just don't like the sounds of it. Do you walk around with sounds and area sounds on?
Oh, yeah.
Because it sounds like it's like burping or something, you know?
Yeah. But there is a trick to that whenever one of those animals make a sound.
And what is that?
Every time you make a sound, while that makes a sound, its hunger goes up 5%.
And if hunger gets to 100%, what happens?
It runs away.
Oh.
Well, that's what I've heard, anyway. I haven't done it yet, and I'm not about to try it. But you can credit Rin528 on that, because she's the one that did all the research and then showed me it.
Nice. I don't know. I'm just not much for pets on RuneScape. They seem... I don't see a point to them, you know? Like, I still have to say cats are the best on there, because they're not annoying at all, you know?
Unless you want Dragon following you.
No, you always, like, you go into the bank or something, and they get caught behind, like, a chair. It's so annoying. I hate them.
Yeah, that's something with the follow system and stuff like that.
And that can be fixed now, because you can teleport the pet next to you with Call Pet, which actually works with the cat as well.
Huh. That's interesting how they teleport.
Here's one for you. I was working with a cat I had out one day when they released summoning. They put it in your summoning panel, so now you can call it right next to you. You can see how much you have to feed it and everything.
Yeah, see, that was a good thing about the summoning update, but I don't know. It just feels like there's no point to it. I don't know. Moving on. The bug bag. This is something we haven't had in quite some time. Players would sometimes randomly vanish in Clan Wars. This was fixed this week. Don't ask me how that happens, but that's rather strange.
But where would they go?
I don't know. It didn't say.
To a dark place.
Oh, maybe. The one dose Samurak potion was not behaving as it was supposed to. And the Ring of Life will no longer teleport people out of Clan Wars.
Sounds familiar to other bugs they had with that thing.
Yeah, it's like that's just same thing that Jagex does. Like, it's like they do something, but they've made changes in the past, but they forget to apply those changes, like the bank pins, you know? It took a week to get the bank pins on the Grand Exchange. It's just so annoying how that happens, but...
I thought it'd be wide open that there would be a problem with that if you didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, ugh. That just annoys me. But anyways, they finally changed something that has been rather annoying through a long, long time. They've created one central website login. So you log in once to, like, use the poll or something, and you're logged into the forums, Player Mod Center, Query Center.
That's no, you're not. Not the PMod Center.
Oh, not?
No.
Oh, you still have to provide access to the PMod Center, offense, subscription, and logging into RuneScape. Well, that's still good because, you know, it's just so hard to, like, you log into the poll. Okay, now we go to the forums. We got to log in again, and it's with their godforsaken subdomaining, you know? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, Jagex doesn't make sense. Anyway, speaking of the poll, we should be moving on to that.
Yes.
The RuneScape Book of Records. Question 1. What do you think is the fastest creature on RuneScape? 26% say the Shifter. 20% other. So I assume it's safe to say that we're not... that we're not really sure on what the fastest creature is. I know personally I can't tell what's fast, you know, so...
I haven't seen a Shifter, so I wouldn't be able to tell you.
That's one of the pest control creatures.
Oh, okay.
But a rabbit...
That follows you, yeah.
A rabbit is third, and a ferret is fourth. I think I said a ferret. Are ferrets fast?
I guess, but, like, this poll is so stupid. I mean, don't they have polls so that they could find out what their players want? So, like, you know... their opinions, but now they're asking them something stupid like, what do you think is the fastest monster?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
this is just being a fun poll.
I don't see how they're going to use this, but...
Maybe, I know.
Maybe it's just like, I think
what I think they're doing is they're just making a fun poll just to get some laughs out of us.
Yeah, they're laughing at us, probably.
I didn't even think about this. Cowboy's Death says that monsters will have agility.
Oh, interesting. Which makes sense, you know, with the various reports of these ghost things doing the agility course in the wilderness. That's just... God. Like, you know those ghosts they added in December, MQ and Lance? Those things can actually go into the agility thing and do the obstacles and then float off through a fence.
Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they really chase after you.
Yeah, that's scary. And in the chat, Cowboy Death says later they'll have summoning abilities.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. It's just the agility, doing an agility course and then floating off through a fence. That's just annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, it's a ghost.
Shane, you should record the sound effect for the ghost.
Yeah, I should. Okay, what do you think is the most killed creature on RuneScape? 16% say cows, followed by chickens, then guards.
I'd say cows, too. That's good.
I said rock crabs, because of, you know, all those piers, you know?
But if you look in Lumbridge or Valley, you always see a bunch of low levels attacking those cows. And chickens.
Goblins, too. That's a good point.
Yeah, I guess, hey? Low levels, because that's where everyone goes. Mm-hmm. The other day, I was collecting snapegrass, and I run by this rock crab, and the guy starts swearing at me because I made his rock crab run away and follow me.
Ah, poor baby.
Did he manage to evade the sensor?
Yeah, actually, he did.
Oh.
Remember to report that?
Yeah, I always report that. I report, like, one person a day, at least.
So do you have a
How about this? I'm going back to the quiz for a second on this, but the day it came out, it was swamped over with the birds. Someone walked over to where I had my one post, pulled all the birds I had over to him.
I know. When I was actually that's a good point. Back on that quest for a minute, you had to burn different types of weeds to attract the creatures. I was thinking of just being an ass after the quest and burning, like, the wrong kind to
don't
annoy people.
It hurts. I had one of those I accidentally burned the wrong one near the platypus, and I had the other two come at me for no apparent reason. The kevet diseased me, and my hunter dropped, and so my summoning. I looked at the site and went, "Jump!" Then I went back and I should have done that.
That would have been fun.
At least I didn't say disease can be removed by the pool nearby, so I wasn't in that deep danger.
Anyways, back on the pool, I think I said, yeah, I said rock crabs. Oh, and shrimps, 125 votes, 0%.
Who honestly bothers with shrimps anyway?
I don't know, I like shrimp.
Yeah, in real life.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, third question. What's the largest city on RuneScape? MQ?
I would say Varric.
Okay. Lance?
Off the bat, I say Ahri, because if you compare the two, I mean, you can tell Ahri's pretty big. Because you had to include both east and west.
Yeah, that's why I said that as well.
Does it mean population-wise, or does it mean, like, you know, size? You know.
I thought of it size-wise.
Graphic size, yeah.
So, that's how I based it, but I guess it's up to interpretation on that. But what the heck?
Yeah, JJ should have been clear.
Pristina's? Why is that on there? Does that mean it's going to be opened up soon?
Who knows?
Hopefully.
I mean, the other city, Menifos, is on there.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. We hope that'll come out eventually. Oh, and which creature do you think has killed the most players? 32% say Jad, 22% dragons, and 17% the Kalphite Queen.
I have to disagree and look at the old total that the King Blight Dragon had, especially seeing over the years, its kill count is probably much higher than everybody else.
How do you know what the kill count is?
I don't, but having a guess, and especially seeing the old luring scams sent many people up to the King Black Dragon and them getting killed by it.
Ah, I see. I said...
Remembering all those, too.
I said Jad because it's the highest, you know? It's the highest level thing, and it just makes logical sense.
Well, I think the dragon...
But how many people challenge it?
Mm, yeah, I guess that's a good point, because, you know, there's lots more accidents of running into dragons, because I know I've run into a few green dragons in my time, too, but I was able to evade them properly, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anybody have anything else on this poll?
No.
Okay, going, gone. Okay, I think we're on to listener questions now. First audio question is a question from Keaton. I will play it now.
Hypothetically, if RuneScape 3 were to come out, would you play it? Would you play it if they said that you couldn't convert your account onto the new RuneScape 3 one, so that way you had to start out as a level 3 with nothing? I wouldn't, considering I'm already obsessed with RuneScape and I really wish I could stop, and I don't want to start anything new and start a new habit. So, anyway, what do you think on that?
MQ, would you give it a try?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, like, starting from the beginning because, you know, it's just so much better and there's so much more to it. It's not really a big deal. It's almost like a new game then.
Yeah, exactly. I'd try it. Like, I'm sure they'd offer something where, if you wanted, you could move your account to RuneScape 3 and stuff like that. Lance, what about you?
I'd probably try it, and if I had to, I'd probably start over again because there are some things I made mistakes on to begin that would probably have made me a little bit better later on.
Hmm. I don't know. I wouldn't now that I have 99 farming. But, you know, it's just something like that. I was just thinking, somebody showed me an article. I don't remember who it was, so if you're listening right now and you showed me this article and you're really upset with me about who I don't remember your name, please send me a private message. But basically, basically someone sent me a message saying that of a news article with Andrew Gower was tempted to port RuneScape to the consoles. Someone was telling me about that, but I forget who.
I read something about that, though. Like, they're thinking about... They only said they're thinking about it.
He said the PS3, and I quote, looked very tempting. Like, how the hell do you play an MMO game on a console?
Okay, if you just spent that much money on a PS3, you're not going to play RuneScape if it looks the way it looks. Never.
Yeah.
I could see that on the Wii because of the touch feature. I mean, you can move your character around with the Wiimote, but they have to add a keyboard feature so you can chat.
Exactly.
And here's the thing, you can almost already do that. All you have to do is release the Java ability for the Wii because they use an Opera browser and add a keyboard, and there you go. You can already do it from the main site.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. And do some opera singing along the way. Anyways, thanks for the question, Keaton. Yes. Oh, yes. This next one's about Brad. Did Brad listen to the last update? What did he think from Burnt Joint? Lance, you remember that, right?
Yep.
About the hair question?
Yeah.
Basically, he said that his hair is silky smooth, but it doesn't smell like roses.
Okay.
Because the question was, let me pull it up here. Question was, Brad, please tell me how you keep your hair so silky smooth and as luscious. I think you should start your own beauty salon and then write an autobiography. It would sell. Okay. That was the question last week.
Okay.
Thank you, Burnt Joint. But it's silky smooth, but it doesn't smell of roses.
How would you know?
How would I know?
Yes.
I don't. We're just taking his word on it.
Okay.
Next question. What are your favorite TV shows and why do you watch them from GZ Pro? We'll let Mushroom Queen start with this, because I think we all know what I'm going to talk about.
Just to get it out of the way, I would say that I like Star Trek.
Which one? Which one's your favorite?
I don't know. I would say probably, well, obviously the first generation, and then, the next generation, and then probably then Enterprise, but this is very embarrassing. Why am I talking about it?
I don't know.
Sorry. I also like watching Lost is pretty good. I like watching that. I don't watch much TV, to be honest.
Okay. Lance?
Can you just give me a sec to load up my list?
You have a list.
I put it down on my sites so that way, on my way account, so that way when the show comes on my TV guide, I can look at it and it's highlighted for me. But off the bat, I can say American Gladiators, which just revived, Mythbusters, CSI, which my girlfriend is listening to the DVD in the background right now, and all the Star Treks.
All of the Star Treks, excellent. This has to be my favorite panel so far.
Nobody's criticizing you for your obsession.
I know. I'll let you know, Star Trek for me, pretty much everything about that. 24, my reality TV shows consist of The Amazing Race and The Apprentice, and that's about it. And the usual Mythbusters and stuff like that.
Oh, by the way, Shane, did you hear The Apprentice is going to be 2 hours this week?
Yeah. The celebrity one is just, it's just so interesting, you know? That one guy, the British guy, Piers Morgan, reminds me of Brad.
I have to look him up now.
Just the way he was talking about the New Yorkers and how they were rude to him and everything. That just made me laugh when I was watching it.
They're not known for hospitality.
But anyways, what are you talking about in there? The Amazing Race? That's bullshit. What's wrong with it? Anyone?
It's okay. I mean, it's not really that bad. It's usually like, here's what it is. It's American people who are going to, like, different countries and poorly representing their country.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that part. Anyways, there was this Mythbusters clip that I was shown the other day of this hot water tank that exploded and went through a roof, but I remember seeing something about that on the news here. That's the kind of things I like Mythbusters for, so that's fun. Lance, you got your list up yet? Or did you already go through it?
I'm still loading.
Oh my god, how many things do you have on it?
Tell us your top five or something. We have like...
I already told you my top five.
Okay.
Oh, well then, we're good.
Okay, onwards and upwards. Thank you, Jeezy Pro. Shane, what are your thoughts on auto-typing, and does it actually harm the game? And if not, why is Jagex so strict about it? Keep up the good work from Yazaki90. Does anybody here, before we start this one, support auto-typing on Skype and in the TS?
Silence.
I guess not. So, I just see it as a problem because it gives an unfair advantage to other players. And, well, you know, Jagex is Jagex, and if they wanted you to auto-type, they would put an auto-typing utility in the game, right?
And so, mess it up somehow.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I just have to say that I don't agree with it, and I do know how to auto-type, but I haven't in the past. It's not using a script or anything. It's just I bind a certain string to my mouse, and I press a button, and it'll type something, you know?
Okay, sure. Well, like, I think it's just the fact that it's annoying. I mean, nobody wants to see, you know, selling big bones, blah, 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 every 5 seconds, or even every 2 seconds. It just, it's spam, and nobody likes it, and you're a jerk if you use it.
So yeah, use it. Exactly. Okay, thank you for that one. Next question, one of you guys?
Which one are we on?
The one.
Oh, okay.
About the flight.
Oh, the spaceship. It says, this one is from Schwa9, and it says... and it says, how do you feel about the Virgin Galactic commercial spacecraft and its test flights in mid-2008? Do you think that this is the start of commercial spaceflight as a new transportation in and or out of this world? I would have to say no.
It's just for space tourism. It's
yeah, like, it's for making a profit. It's not for exploration.
Like, it's not even into real space. It's suborbital, you know?
Yes, exactly. Like, all these people that, you know, pay all the millions of dollars to go into space, they're just, you know, it's suborbital.
And you're only waitlist for 10 minutes, so, like...
Oh, fun.
It's suborbital. Like, no.
It's a giant ripoff.
I know.
No.
But I'd go on a trip to the moon.
Yeah, that's true. I do believe that, like, the best advances in spaceflight will probably happen from a privately funded project, but not this one.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the private aspect will be used to benefit things later on, and maybe NASA or something, but it's a step in the right direction, but it's really not designed for what we said. Like, it's just a gimmick, because it's suborbital.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Lance, any thoughts?
It's probably not going to be yet. I mean, there's still a long way they got to go.
You know what would be fun? Is if they took you up in that and then made you jump down back to Earth.
Yeah, that would be.
That would be the ultimate skydive. No, you wouldn't. Not if you had the right protective attire and parachute open at the right time.
That would be very frightening, Phil.
I would love to do that. Wouldn't you guys like to go skydiving?
No.
No, thank you.
Oh, anybody in chat? Would you like to go skydiving?
Say no. See, that answer, the silence means no.
Oh, one yes.
He meant no.
One erred. One no. Okay.
One erred. Oh, next question.
That was from Schwanai.
Yes.
Okay.
I like this next one.
Well, answer it then.
Okay, it says, Cowboy of Death asked it, and he asked, what are your favorite video game soundtracks? I'm pretty sure RuneScape is not capitalized one of them. Definitely not. Go ahead, Shane, what are yours?
I don't know. Halo music is decent, isn't it? I think. Yeah.
The men chanting—that's not very decent.
Star Trek stuff. Like, if it didn't have, if nobody told you it was Star Trek, you wouldn't know it was Star Trek. Am I right about that?
It depends. Like, you know, Enterprise used the more, like, recent music, not the orchestral parts. Oh, wait, I'm thinking of TV, sorry.
Yeah, but TV, movie, same thing.
Yeah, whatever. I would say my favorite game soundtrack would be probably the Guild Wars one. It's really good.
Oh, really?
It's made by a really famous, he's a digital composer. I can't remember his name, but he's amazing.
Hmm. Interesting. So it's actually real music, unlike the MIDIs that, the compressed MIDIs that RuneScape uses?
Definitely not MIDIs. Okay. No, you can hardly tell because it's so advanced that, like, whenever I hear RuneScape music, it's really pathetic because it could sound so much better, but they just choose not to.
Yeah, like, they do, like, once they said that they had the ability to make it sound the same for everyone, that in effect meant that if they wanted to, they could produce better music for it.
So,
it's just them not doing it, but Lance, do you have any favorite soundtracks?
One of the more recent ones I've heard is the one from Super Mario Galaxy.
Oh, really? Is that standard Mario music and pipes?
Orchestrated.
Really?
The old song is just orchestrated. I mean, it sounds a lot better than the synthesized stuff they came out with.
I'm not sure how that
also
would sound.
Oh, it sounds real good. And that and the music for Brawl coming out.
I see. I've never heard of any of these games.
They're both of the Wii.
Oh, okay.
You haven't heard of Mario Galaxy?
Well, I've heard of that one, but I never heard of the other one.
Shame.
But anyways, thank you, Cowboy of Death.
And thank you to Gonta, who says he will try to donate to our website.
Oh, yeah, more on that later.
Yeah.
If you could change to a different species or race, what species would you be? It has to be real, but no Star Trek, please. Although Brad would make a nice Tellarite.
My choice.
Personally, I would be a lemming, but I would not throw myself off a cliff.
That's a very important part.
A Tellarite for Brad?
He's not that aggressive.
No.
Oh,
I don't know. I think he's more of a, like, the Zindi insectoid.
No, I think he's more of like a, he's more of a Romulan.
Oh, boy. Okay. So, non-Star Trek related, what would you be?
I would be, I mean, like, what does he mean? Like, made up races? Or
I don't know. Like, another species race.
Go ahead.
I'd be a cat, because you just sit, you know?
You want to go toilet in a box, Shane?
No, I wouldn't. I'd get my master to train me to use the toilet.
Oh, how would you tell him to?
You
just go to him and start meowing.
Sit by the toilet. There we go.
How about we teach you how to swim?
That would be interesting.
That can be done.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
What would you be, Lance?
Probably an elf.
I was just going to say that. They have cool ears.
They're like Vulcan ears.
I don't want green blood, though. That's not very good.
Okay.
Especially after what my girlfriend did with her elf in D&D. It's like, that is so cool!
What can you do with that?
She did something from Lord of the Rings with the water scene. I'm not going to spoil it for people who haven't seen it, but just say it did some pretty cool effects.
Okay. So both you guys would be elves?
Yes.
Santa elves?
No.
Okay, thank you, Verada.
Mm-hmm.
If I write a good update at rsbnb.com song and sing it, can I be on the update from Alt Mac Daddy? The answer's no.
You spelled it right.
Actually, wait.
Wrong.
Shane, if you think about it, if he writes a good one and you use it, he'll be on every show because you'll probably be playing it every show.
Well, that's a good point, but we already have new closing music.
We do?
Yeah, we do. You've never heard it?
I don't listen to the very end. Like, when it ends, I just close it.
Oh, you know? Well, I'll play it a bit after for the people in the team.
Actually, you know what he might do? Might be where to send submissions for the show.
Yeah, February contest, Dangamajig. You can send your submission for that. I think you already sent one, though, so Anyways, I don't think we're in the market for a vocal opening theme song. Does anybody? I don't think so.
If you don't sound good singing, please don't send one in.
Yeah, it's just...
Sorry.
Yeah, that's...
We might laugh at you.
Which you kind of asked for it if you send it in, you know? So,
yes,
we can't really do anything about that. But anyways, that was from Alt Mac Daddy. Next one, please, someone.
Go ahead, Lance.
Okay. Have you ever had an extensive Star Trek conversation with someone without having someone interrupting you, like Brad? Kirby.
Yes, yes. All the time, at least once a week with Trekkie. What about you guys?
I do not talk about Star Trek with any of my friends.
What about family?
Never.
Oh, Lance?
Do I really have to answer? Because you know what it's going to be.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going
to be?
She was
the one behind me.
Okay.
You should put her on the show. We want to talk to her.
Of course, I've always had uninterrupted conversations about that. In fact, Trekkie and I once planned what would be the best way to revive the series. I forget it now, but I know we once planned that. We go into all sort of hypothetical things. If this would have happened on this episode, what would have happened later? And yada, yada, yada.
It all went downhill in the second half of Enterprise.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't. I like that plot with the Romulans and Andorians and how they're trying to start the war.
Oh, right. But, like, you know, the whole stupid stuff about, you know, how they go back in time and they're really during World War II.
What's
and
wrong
Germans.
With that?
It's stupid.
No, it's not.
Hold on. I liked it up until the part when I saw that, you know, Captain Archer, he wakes up and, you know, he's in the prison camp or whatever, or in the hospital. And then, you know, it shows whatever alien guy in the Nazi uniform.
Vosk.
Like, yeah, whatever.
I don't know. I like that one.
That was dumb.
Thank you, Kirby.
I think we just got the answer to the question right there.
As of this past weekend, Java has not decided to work in IE anymore. I don't use IE to play RuneScape, so that's not an issue. Except the fact that the program I use to access RuneScape does. Java works in all other browsers, Firefox, Safari, Opera, but decided to kill its relationship with IE. I did not change any settings and have changed changed since everything I can think of for it to work. Enabling it in IE was already enabled. Reinstall Java, but to no avail. Any other suggestions for PFK99s? You know, you do have one out. You can, in fact, invoke, since you do have an OEM license of Vista Business, you can, in fact, invoke the downgrade clause, which will let you downgrade to Windows XP Pro. Quite frankly, I'd recommend doing that. This is a Vista problem. Like, it's crap.
Wait, what is crap?
Vista.
Oh, yeah. They're already trying to plan another...
Yeah, Windows 7. Windows 7.
Windows 7. They need to name it something cooler.
It looks promising, but I don't know.
They need to just do it right. I mean,
yes.
Because, you know, don't mess it up.
Tiger.
Of course, Java's a piece of crap anyway.
What's a piece of crap?
Java.
Yeah, well...
Yes.
If it's not implemented right. Tiger leapfrogged XP. XP... Or no... And Vista leapfrogged... I mean, Leopard leapfrogged Vista. There we go.
There we go.
So, it's just... Microsoft can't keep up. Unless anybody has any tech suggestions besides downgrading, you know?
Well,
use another browser?
Maybe.
I guess there's something like... He says that he has all the other browsers, but for some reason he needs to use Explorer for something. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. See... Another thing I'd recommend, if you can, is get something like VMware or Parallels for Windows, and then what you can do from there is just install a copy of like Linux on there or something and run RuneScape on that, or even install XP in a virtual machine. Use a virtual machine.
No,
isolate
but he's
any
saying,
problems.
He's saying he doesn't use it to play RuneScape.
Yeah, but the thing accessing it does for some reason.
Weird.
I don't know.
What program is he using to access this?
Micro- I don't know.
Swiftness or something? Is it something like third party?
I think it might be that third party one,
because yeah, because that might be the problem. If, yeah. You know.
I don't trust that thing.
Yeah,
I don't trust the Windows RuneScape client that they have that they say you can download.
Yeah, like I just. Anyways, that's that. Vista, not for me, and I don't think anybody here has it or is interested in getting it, right?
Not right now.
Okay, good.
Oh, Vista?
Yeah.
Oh, I might if I get a new laptop, I'm going to try to get XP on it, but if it doesn't happen, I'll have to put up with it.
Get a Mac. That's what Brad's going to do.
I don't want to get a Mac, though, because I like the idea of putting new hardware into my computer without having
to... Well, you wouldn't be able to do that on a laptop anyways. The only thing you'd be able to upgrade is the hard drive and the RAM.
Yeah, to an extent. I don't like... Something about Macs, I've just changed my mind.
I can see where you're coming from on that. Mm-hmm. But anyways, thank you, PFK99s.
Yes.
Okay, Shane, Brad, if you're back, and any other guest, have you ever played or do you want to play a musical instrument? Or is there any instrument you would like to learn? From 99887. MQ, what would you like to learn?
This is really strange. I've always wanted to learn, like, harp or something. I think harps are very pretty.
I'd like to learn the flute.
Shane, you playing flute would be very funny.
Lance?
I do have an instrument that I'm actually learning how to play, luckily.
What is it? Ukulele?
Nope. Ocarina.
What is that?
You have not played Zelda if you have not seen one of those.
Oh, so you have a real ocarina?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You can buy those?
Yep. I'll give you the site, because it's a replica of the one from Ocarina of Time.
Oh, really?
You can actually play some of the songs from it on it.
Interesting. Do you know what an ocarina was?
It's like the flute thing from... Isn't it a flute thing?
It is kind of like a flute, in a way.
I see. I don't know, piano might be fun, you know?
Yeah.
There's that... Did you guys ever see that James Bond movie? Tomorrow Never Dies?
I don't remember.
Because there's this part with a piano, and they're in this room, and they're in a room, Bond is in a room, and there's these guys, and in the end, he ends up using the piano, smashing someone's head in the piano. Like, you know those pianos that open up? What are those ones called?
Oh, the, how do you say it? Grand pianos open up.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, he put someone's head in and then smashed it down. That was funny. It made me laugh. Anyways, that's it for questions this week. On to the tech news. The Pirate Bay now tracks 1 million torrents, 10 million peers.
We have a lot of Swedish news today.
Yeah, we do. We do? Swedish news?
Yeah, we have the Pirate Bay. And is that the only news we have today?
Yeah, that's all I decided to get today.
Fine. Alright, that's a good story.
Pirate Bay has reached another milestone as they broke 1 million torrents and 10 million peers. Makes it the largest BitTorrent tracker, which just keeps growing and growing, and there's no sign that it'll be put to a halt soon. I think we all like the Pirate Bay here.
Of course.
The Swedish accent, yes. But...
I don't know. It's good and it's bad. I mean, because being so big, when you download torrents, you do run the risk of, you know, getting caught because your IP is out in the open, and on such a large service, it is possible that you have more.
Yeah, but how many other people? There's like unpopular things. There's like 1,800 peers downloading it, you know, so they're not going to be able to sue every 1,800 of them, you know? So.
Well, for American people, you have to think about, like, a lot of BitTorrent clients show, like, they make it so that they can see, like, who your ISP is. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so maybe the recording industry, they send their agents to, you know, go down the list and, you know.
That's why you go to the library to download your torrents.
Who torrents at a library?
I don't know. I would if torrenting wasn't allowed in Canada.
Well, no, Canada are very, is it allowed, or?
Hmm?
Is it allowed or no?
Copyright laws here are in a state of flux.
Yes, because, Demonoid, which was one of my favorite torrent places, it got shut down by the Canadian,
That's a conservative government for you. That's one thing I don't enjoy about them.
Yeah, that's true. But it was such a good fight. I miss it.
Demonoid was good.
Yeah, you get very, very good audiobooks from it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and no, their tracker is not still up.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Yeah, sometimes it'll start seeding, but it's not back up.
I use the Pirate Bay for regular things, but if I miss a TV show, I go to a site called tvrss.net, which has a ton of TV shows on it. Basically,
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, because there was that, you know that Terminator Sarah Connor Chronicles? I missed the first two episodes, so I downloaded them off there. That's a good show, actually.
Yeah. I know. Good.
It's got, like, let's see, 10.5, Apocalypse, 24... 30 Rock.
I love 30 Rock. It's such a funny show.
What's that about?
It's an American show that's done by it's written by a female comedian named Tina Fey, and she used to write for a show called Saturday Night Live. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She used to write for that show, and she is so funny. It's about, like, she's like a TV executive or something. It's very good. You should watch it.
See. Oh, they also got a Steve Irwin, a tribute to the Crocodile Hunter.
I was about to say something insensitive, but...
You don't know who Steve Irwin is?
No, I was going to say, who's going to watch that?
I don't know.
Danger, danger, danger!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make it sound, like, mean. I mean, but, like, it's, like, saying... I mean, his old stuff is good. I don't want to watch, like, a tribute to him, though.
Let's see, what else is there? There's no Star Trek, because that's not in production right now.
Shane.
Anyways, moving on, then. Sweden, actually, this is another Sweden story about the Pirate Bay, and they're going to try and charge them for a copyright case. They want to charge him for being accessories and breaking copyright law. Basically, it says that it's illegal in many countries, including Sweden. So, as we all know that. So, anyways, public prosecutor. Why do they want to call him a professor? Public professor, prosecutor Hakan Roswall said last week that he will charge the Swedish site's organizers with accessory and conspiracy to break copyright law, which could lead to fines and up to 2 years in prison. The charges will be filed in a district court on January 31st.
That's interesting. I don't know why they didn't try charging them with that before. I mean, does anyone know? Have they tried?
I don't know. Like, I really think they should have got their own country, you know?
They tried, but they weren't allowed to bid on it for some reason or
other. Yeah, silly. Like, you should be able to buy land and do whatever the heck you want with it, you know?
There's no such thing as being truly free, though, you know?
I know. So. But it would have been free if you were the first one to find it, like, back in the olden days, you know? Or if everyone died.
Back in the 1400s, you were like, I'm going to establish a torrent site on this island in several hundred years later.
Bye. Anyways, so... We'll just have to wait and see what happens here. I don't know, where would we go if the Pirate Bay shut down?
Mininova.
Yeah, Mininova, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what that TVRSS site does, is it syndicates everything all over together, you know? Like,
how do you mean?
Like, it creates an RSS feed, so if a new episode comes, it'll give you the link to go get that torrent. For instance, episode 22 of season 6 of 24...
I think I'll just stick with Veo.
Because it hosts it somewhere else, and then you click on it, and it'll take it to this website. For instance, this one, Season 5, Episode 3, is on Mininova.
Mm-hmm.
So, some torrents are hosted locally, others are linked off. So, it's interesting how it works. So I don't know.
That's a good idea. I wanted to try it. I'm very excited to try it now.
Yeah.
But Shane, I do have to go though. I have limited time, and my parents are about to come home soon. So it was very nice talking to everyone, and I will see you all later.
Bye bye.
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 There goes MQ. It's just Lance and me now. So, you know, when the parents come home and you're talking to someone strange in Canada and the U.S., they get a bit worried about that, probably.
Not really. Gotta explain the situation thoroughly.
Yeah, but I don't know. I record with people home all the time. But anyways, I guess that means we're on to rants now.
I guess.
Lance, you can have the first one.
Okay. I'm not sure if there are already threads complaining about the same thing as this, and if there is, I am sorry. Without further ado, on with the rant. I am a member of Fast Free Double Natures on World 36. Today I went to assist the company. I arrived at the nature altar and was greeted by a mass of people, all waiting for a crafter. I was instantly flooded by assist requests. After I had maxed my 30k XP per day, I started making my own nature runes. I was helping a few of my friends to make doubles, while I gained nothing out of it for myself. Every time I reached an nature altar, I was being flooded with requests for assistance. Of course, I needed to make my own runes, so I was just teleporting away. People then started calling me selfish and a hog of my runecraft level, and using other abusive phrases. If I assisted them all, I would never get enough time to make my own natures. Once this company was a popular place for crafters to gain experience, and for the not-so-experienced runecrafters to gain free double nature runes. So what could I have possibly made this company thriving with runners, but dead in the double crafter sense? I'll tell you what, the 30k day assist cap. This is what is destroying runecraft companies. What there are crafters supposed to do? Gain their 30k experience in a day, then for the rest of the session, kindly, out of the goodness of their heart, assist runners while gaining nothing for themselves? I do not think so. This is a serious problem that needs to be addressed. At one point while crafting, I had a line of approximately 20 people weaving all around a nature altar. Solution. I'm going to propose that JJX should raise the assist limit per day, depending on your total level, like they did with the trading cap. Perhaps 60 your total, round it to the nearest 100. For example, a person with 1,849 total should be able to receive 1,800 XP a day, whereas someone with 1,851 total could receive 114,000 XP a day.
What do you think?
I don't know if it should be based on total level, but I do agree that it should be changed. I mean, I can even see it's not even that fair.
I know, like, yeah, it's good for the little oddball thing, like going to a friend who has high crafting or high smithing and say, hey, I need a rune plate body or a fury amulet. It's good for that. But for these service kind of things, it just completely killed it, and they need to figure something out about it. It's just annoying.
I mean, if you have, like, 100k essence, and you need that doubles runed.
Yeah. There's no way to do it except with, well, how would you do it? You'd have to make sure that it was a complete and even fair trade, which one person's going to lose out, so it's just annoying, and they really need to fix this. Like, this loot share and player versus player, one versus one, has to come back ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
As the loot share thing will make it a whole lot more fun to go with friends to the God Wars or Cal Fight or something like that. Player versus player will make it so my potion prices will go up again.
And a lot of other things.
Exactly. It's just screwed up, and hopefully it gets fixed soon, because it's just too bad.
I think we're going to hit a recession soon.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about that, too. Like, if you look at the price of a potion, oh my god, all the way down. But then some things are perfectly high.
I sell mine to the general store. I mean, no offense, I mine gold. My gold sales have dropped like a rock because I used to make runes of foraging.
Oh.
They don't sell easily anymore.
Now,
it's either I don't work on my smithing or I take the hit and sell my gold.
Hmm. So what have you been doing then? Have you been mining the gold and smelting it yourself, or?
Yeah.
Okay. And then selling the rings. Oh, I get you. I get you. I got you there.
Mm-hmm. Oh. The only thing I'd buy would be the rubies, and usually I break about even if I don't get a little bit of profit.
Yeah. Oh, my. That's too bad. We're all suffering through this, and eventually it's got to be fixed, but... Anyways, that's that rant, so... Oh, you could make regular rings, because those are used for summoning magpies.
I could.
But, I don't know.
Which kind again? Gold
regular,
or...
Regular standard ring with no gem.
Hmm. That'd take long to be, get me to get 99, but it would work.
Yeah. Anyways, that's that rant. I have 99 agility, and I can run for 140 seconds. My peer has 1 agility. He can run for 140 seconds. The reason I'm ranting is because agility only regenerates energy faster. It does not make you run for longer. It's basically pointless having 99 agility because I can use super energies so I never walk anywhere. Someone with 1 agility can use super energies and get around just as fast as me. That's all. Thank you. I do have to agree with this one because I was asking Mike last night during the quest, which is it? Does my energy restore faster, or does my drain rate slow down? So,
yeah, you know, I mean, if you look at it, you're supposed to be able to outrun people longer with higher agility.
Yeah.
If you run for the same time, you're not doing anything.
I know, it's been like this since day one, and nobody's ever, like, changed it, but I don't know.
Someone's thinking...
There must have been a big change in agility, because I'm sure, as we sure all know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Right, Lance?
Yep.
Good job. I don't know. It's just... What's the point in 99 agility? Does anyone know who's in the chat?
It's probably just a quest cape and faster regeneration.
Yeah. No? I guess not. Chief Snake, you're training agility. Why are you training agility right now? Yeah, the cape looks cool. Shortcuts, okay. Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, I've been training it myself, and I've been getting a little bit faster. I mean, I get my restore a little quicker. I mean, I hit 63 yesterday.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't know. It's just sad how that works, but... Mm-hmm. Are you going for 99 agility, Chief Snake? Oh, Warren says it restores 3 times faster at 99 than at 1, so I guess that's decent.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's it for rants this week, so I think it's time to move on to some other things. Let's do a Skill of the Month update. We've got a new Skill of the Month going on, so if you have enough posts to compete and you're active enough on the forum, sign up. It's summoning.
Unless you don't have that, which you guys might want to get up quickly.
Yeah, you also need to be ranked in summoning.
By the way, just so you guys know, if you really want a quick way up to 30, do Dreadfowls until 16, and then do Granite Crabs.
Exactly.
Because that's what I'm doing right now, and I'm already at 22.
And you'll get it within the next hour.
Maybe not. I need to get more charms first.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good way of doing it, what he said. January 2008 Skill of the Month. It's crafting. Right now, we got a tight race going on between Cooper and Zach Glenn, so we'll just have to wait and see what goes on there. They're trailing each other by less than 100k XP, so right now it's anyone's race. You guys have another 24 hours in a bit if you're listening to this now in TeamSpeak. Anything else on this Skill of the Month thing?
Nope.
Okay. February contest. If you want to be on the show, enter the Valentine's Day contest. Basically, what you do is you take a Valentine's Day themed screenshot on RuneScape and send it to either Brad or myself via PM, and you are not allowed to edit it. Thank you. Entries close on February 5th.
You should have ended it February 14th. It would have been a lot better.
Yeah, well, we wanted to have someone on actually near Valentine's Day. Because the 14th is a Thursday.
Just remember, the 5th is Pancake Day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't celebrate, but I've heard about it, so...
All right, so what exactly do you do on Pancake Day?
Me? I just sit on my ass and do nothing, because I don't celebrate it. But if anybody knows, feel free to tell us in TeamSpeak. You know I can't see it.
Okay. Yeah, I think you might eat lots of pancakes on that day. But anyways, that's that. Oh yeah, forum ad. Remember to check out the forums, forums.rsbnb.com, because there's lots of fun waiting for you there. If you listen to the show and you don't visit the forums recently, come here and sign up. Also, RSBNB needs your support. This past month, we've been $120 short on hosting limits, so if you can donate and you want to keep helping us at RSBNB, feel free to donate using PayPal on the main page. It's a one-time donation if you want, or a subscription if you want, but anyways, we have a global announcement about this on the forums as well, so please, if you like the show, like other RSBNB features, why not give a donation? It'll keep those features going for a long time.
Yep, keep those calculators running.
So, what have you been up to this week, Lance?
Summoning, the new quest, and a little bit of mining when I get time.
Oh, yeah. That's good. I've been working on school stuff and farming and fire making and some Slayer. So that's what I've been doing. Nothing out of the ordinary, really.
It's been a calm week for schooling, so
yeah.
Lots of playtime.
I got an assignment that's due actually tomorrow, but it's practically done, so I'm happy about
that.
What
assignment?
I
got none here.
It's strange. It's a strange assignment, really. So.
Well, the only thing this will be actually my first class this week.
Wow.
Coming up in about an hour. Because one of my teachers did not show, another one called out, another teacher said there was going to be no class this week anyway. So the only class I have is today and tomorrow.
Nice. Anyways, I think we're done for this week then.
Yep.
With that said, RSBNB Update 138 is done with Lance at lance.rsbnb.com.
Mm-hmm. Have a good one.
And me, Shane, blog's in a bit of a different idle state right now, being redesigned. And Mushroom Queen, who is at mq.rsbnb.com, who is here and left. See you, everyone.
Have a good one.